Elementary school math might sound like child's play, but if you are a parent helping your kids with homework, it can be incomprehensible at best, especially as kids return to school this week. If you're trying to wrap your head around math in particular, there is some help for you. A recently released math guide for parents 5 could be a huge help in that battle to understand what exactly is going on in the textbook. The guide is written by Toronto's Jerry Dunn, focused his book specifically on grade 5 math, and he's on the line with us now. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
When you tried to help your kids with math homework, what happened?
Neither of us could understand it. We were working from the textbook, and even worse, photocopies of the textbook, which doesn't contain any of the terms, the definitions of anything that's being used.
Mm.
So it was extremely hard to follow what was being taught.
People who haven't done this might go, what do you mean the terms and definitions? Math is math, and you do your addition, you do your subtraction, etc. What are some of the terms, and I know this because I've been baffled by this as well, but so what are some of the terms that didn't simply make any sense anymore?
Well, the new math contains a lot of ideas that are new and obviously need some thought, but there are terms like a multiplication fact. What's the difference between that and an equation, let's say.
Mm.
There are many terms that are used that are not familiar to older math experiences, people who've had experiences in older math. But there's also different concepts that are now being used as well, which are difficult to follow.
Concepts like what?
A place value, for example. It's a new to grade 5, a concept for grade 5 that talks about how numbers are organized. And it's a basis for a lot of the later math that comes along.
I found it interesting. We were doing math homework not so long ago, and I was using the phrase, carry the one. It seems fairly straightforward, carry the one. And my daughter looked at me as though I was speaking in Arabic. She had no clue what that meant. And that was something that, in looking through your guide, I realized that that's an older math term. It's not used in the new math anymore.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the idea has been changed to what's called regrouping. Because the new math is based on a 10 concept, and so instead of carrying a 1, you're actually, what you're doing is moving 10. So the number, the single number that you'll be carrying is now becoming a 10 that's being moved around.
So how does your guide then go about helping not just the students, but the parents who are trying to assist their students?
Well, we try to go lesson by lesson with context for what's being taught, because the math textbook is more of a blueprint for teachers rather than what we would consider, from our experience, say, a textbook where you would learn the subject right from the book.
Mm.
The math textbook is a guide. Teachers use it in classrooms to actually structure their instruction, but they add a lot of information, context, a lot of examples using real materials, base 10 blocks, for example. And the parents don't have any of that at home, so they lose the context for what's being taught. And so we've tried to add that, but with the guide.
Why grade 5 in particular? Is that the grade when things change, or did you just have particular difficulty in explaining grade 5 math?
Both, actually. There are some new concepts that come in grade 5 that tend to get a bit more complicated. And so that's where we thought we would start. We will be expanding to the lower grades as well as up to grade 8.
What does this mean for parents and maybe for those who are creating these textbooks? If the parents who have already gone through this simply can't understand it, do we need a bit of a refresher, or should the textbooks themselves and those who are writing them, and I guess the boards that are using them in the curriculum, be, I guess, structured in a way so that it actually is easier for parents who are trying to help their kids out understand what's being taught in the first place?
I think you have to start from the principle that parents can be involved in children's education. And once you agree to that, then the textbooks and the teaching goes along with it. But that's a really important thing, that there's some conflict over in the school systems right now.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a problem.
Further grades to be covered in this guide series?
All the elementary grades. I'm not gonna spend any time on high school because that's way too specialized.
Way too difficult, I think,
way
as well.
Way too difficult.
The kids are on their own by that time.
Yeah.
Congratulations. As I say, it's very helpful, and by the time my kids get to grade 5, I think I'll be using a guide like this myself. Jerry, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Jerry Dunn, the author of Math Guide for Parents 5. It is about making sense of math, and the new math in particular, for parents of students in grade 5. Just about 10 minutes away from 6 a.m., music from Michael Casehammer, who is going